When we as human beings have something that really stretches us, meaning something that's really difficult, we have a few options. We can give up. We can try to figure out what the problem is ourselves. Or we can search for deeper connections with God to help us be filled with what we need to persevere through the time of trial. We know, for example, of course, with COVID, all the things happening in the various parts of the world, our country, our church, maybe our communities, our families, or ourselves, whether it's physical trials, emotional trials, spiritual trials, when things are difficult, it stretches us. And I love that expression that when the things get tough, the tough get going, right? When it's tough, do we give up? Or do we enter more deeply into God for the strength to persevere through the trial? And the beautiful imagery today in this first reading from the book of Jeremiah, it speaks about those who trust in the Lord, those who are filled with hope. So when we trust, we have a confidence. And hope is this beautiful, beautiful virtue that God wants to give to us. It's a spiritual virtue to be filled with confidence in God, that He will be with us through all things, and that what He has promised to us in His great love for us, that we would be with Him in heaven. If we choose to be in relationship with Him, draw ever closer to Him, and to love Him and to love others, and ultimately to love ourselves as He loves us. But to love well, we are stretched because we're all limited. We have weaknesses, and then when it gets difficult, it gets harder. So here's the beautiful image from this prophet Isaiah that we heard today. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. In other words, when our trials are difficult, do we turn to God? Do we place our hope, our trust, our confidence in Him, even when it's difficult? He goes on to say, He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the streams. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. How is that possible? If we think of the drought this last year, as I've spoken to a few of the farmers, they've spoken about how when it was dry earlier in the season, that it seemed that the plants were going deeper to find the source that they needed of moisture in order to bear fruit, to survive, to thrive. If the roots would have stayed shallow, they would have withered and died. If we stay shallow in our relationship with God, we ourselves will wither and die spiritually. And then it's so easy to give in to discouragement and sadness, to lash out in frustration or anger, to get deeply saddened, to be depressed. But if we stretch even more for God when things are really dry in our lives, someone going through health issues, someone going through spiritual trials, someone struggling with relationships, if we can tap into the source of life like the roots of a plant, go deeper into God. Find what God wants to give us by allowing ourselves to be stretched in the time of difficulties so that we become more dependent upon God and less upon ourselves. And we don't give up when things are difficult. What happens in times of testing is spiritually God allows us to grow in virtue, in positive habits of choosing to go deeper even when it's difficult. To choosing to trust God, to have hope in God when we don't see that the answer looks good. But we learned from this season of drought here in the Dakotas that later in the season of this year, the rains started to come in August. Myself, even growing up on the farm, thought it's too late. Only to discover later was not too late. The roots, by going deeper, had sustained long enough, and when the moistures came, and with the extended fall that we had, the fruitfulness was better than expected, at least for some farmers in some areas. The same is true for our spiritual lives, brothers and sisters. This world, this time that we live in, is filled with lots of difficulties, and it can affect us psychologically, physically, spiritually, in so many ways. But the more we allow ourselves in that time of dryness, difficulty, to stretch out to God, God, I need you, fill me. And we trust that he will send the rains of his grace at the right time, and we will flourish. Rather than to stay shallow in our relationship, to give up on God or others, and to turn to the things of this world, or to lash out in ways that are not of God. Let's pray for the grace at this Mass to be filled with that beautiful, beautiful, supernatural virtue of hope. Again, that hope is that beautiful confidence in God, that what he has promised to us, that if we believe in him, we will have eternal life. And it's dry and it's difficult as we make our way through life, but the fruitfulness will be ours for those who remain faithful and draw more closely to God, relying on God rather than giving up or relying on ourselves. Let's pray for that grace for each other.